You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today, we're joined by Dr. Joseph Lindley from Lancaster University to tell us about an audio-only computer game. Dr. Lindley, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So, first of all, can you tell us what the idea behind this project is?
There's a bit of a strange story to it, and it began with Zach, who is a student working with myself, and Dr. David Green, who's also involved in this project. So Zach had just graduated from Glasgow School of Art and made an inquiry saying, I'd like to come and do a PhD with you. And we met with him, thought this sounds great. He's a great student, has done some really interesting work. And the thorny question comes up of what he wants his PhD to be about. And the idea he had was really quite vague. It was something to do with space. And in particular, something to do with the difference between how we perceive physical space and how we understand digital space. And there's all different kinds of digital spaces. There's kind of, you can imagine Facebook as a space, Google search results as a space, and you can imagine video games as a space. There's all kinds of digital things. So Zach was interested in that general area. Now, when he started with us, we'd said, look, just do a thing. Do an experiment, go and make something. And what he actually made was nothing to do with this video game. It was to do with machine learning. And what he did was make a video game-like interpretation of the inside of an AI algorithm, the inside of a machine learning algorithm. The way he did that was a bit weird. He took thousands of photographs of himself, used that to train the algorithm, and he converted that into three dimensions and had his little avatar running around in this space. Alongside all of that, the pandemic had happened, and we'd started to realize how annoying Zoom calls can be, particularly when there's lots and lots of people on them. The thing that we realized is if more than two or three people try and speak at the same time, it just breaks down. You can only really hear one person at once. We combined that with this idea of space and thought, what if we could somehow spatialize that environment that we're talking to people within? So what if Zoom was a bit like a video game in that you could actually move around inside the space? And that was the point at which Zach started thinking, hang on a minute, what if I make something that's like a game, but rather than visually navigating it, we actually use sound to navigate it? And he set about trying to build that thing. And the idea was partly to make a game that was fun and interesting to play, but also what we're hoping to do is learn about how you might design digital spaces better so that they're more accessible.
Well, that's really interesting that this kind of almost stumbled onto the idea of making an audio-only computer game as a byproduct of making something else.
So yeah, it was a little bit of an accident. And I mean, we're academics, right? And we're in a research department. This is all in the name of research. We're just trying to understand the world better. With these kind of things, you just make stuff. And in the process of making it, you learn things along the way. The intention here was something about accessibility, but it was more about trying to imagine how to make fairly boring things accessible, stuff like Zoom or metaverse type applications, things like that. What we figured out was that a really interesting way of learning how you might do that was to make the game. And then the really fun thing, and what I think is probably one of the most interesting parts of this story, is that we had the opportunity to work with Sight Advice South Lakes, who are a sight loss charity. And they put us in touch with a number of people who were related to their own charity, as well as Galloway's, which is another one in the Northwest. And we got together a bunch of people that were blind and had visual impairments to come and play this game with us. And what was absolutely wonderful about that experience is they actually thought the game was good. It's a fun game. And they also had a huge amount of interesting ideas of where we could go with it. It was unexpected. We were trying to understand a very academic question about what's the nature of space. But accidentally, we stumbled across a thing that's really good fun to play and loads of ideas, which we're hoping in the next few months, we're going to be able to implement some of the ideas that the people we worked with through Sight Advice South Lakes gave us. And with any luck, sometime next year, we should have a release version of this game that we want to put up on Steam.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. You've got all this feedback from the VR community to then implement into the game to make it even more accessible, even though that wasn't your primary goal of making the game. How far along the project are you, and what's next? You know, you said you want it to be out at some point next year, but where are we at the moment?
I've described this game a little bit because unfortunately it's not something you can just download and play right now. So the state it's in at the moment, the type of game is, sounds really simple. You're in a maze, there's a room, so there's walls, and you have to figure out how to get to an exit point. And you can hear that. If you put headphones on when you're playing this game, you can hear that there's this home sound somewhere. And as you move around, and the way we set it up in the workshop was with a joystick, like a kind of 1980s style retro joystick, but you could play with a game controller or a keyboard if you wanted. You move around, and as you move, you can hear that the home point moves relative to yourself. And in the first few levels, it's really easy. You can quite easily walk straight towards this home point and you win. But slowly the levels get more complicated. There's more twists and turns and corners and all kinds of things you have to navigate. And then we introduce enemies as well. And if you hit one of those, you go back to the start. So it's a super, super simple idea, but playing it purely with sound, for myself as a sighted person, it's a really unusual and strangely addictive challenge. That's how the game, the basic version of the game works. Now, some of the stuff we got from the workshop was, what if you could jump, for example? Because at the moment, you're just walking around and you can't move up or down and there aren't any sort of obstacles you can jump over. But what if you could jump? What if you added a time limit? What if you added three dimensions? What would happen if you had multiplayer? So we've got all kinds of things that we want to try out that might make it into a release version. Another thing that we want to work on is the actual sounds that are inside the game, because at the moment they're all synthetically generated, so they're kind of electronically generated sounds. And it's a really interesting question to go, what should a wall sound like, and what should the end point sound like, and what should the enemy sound like, and so on. So we've got a kind of a version at the moment, and these sound like, I don't know, maybe like 80s synthesizer noises, some of them. But what we want to do is experiment with a bunch of different sounds and maybe have even different sound packs, so you could customize this game however you want. So we have a working prototype version. It's been received very well. It's good fun, but there's all of these other features that we want to experiment with.
Very, very exciting stuff, but as you said, an awful lot to work on still. If our listeners want to keep up to date with the project online and its progress, how can they do that?
And the best thing is to look at the website of the project that all this is part of. It's a thing called Design Research Works, and the web URL is really simple with that. It's designresearch.works, and that's got loads of blogs on from various projects that we're involved with, but you'll see each post is quite clearly tagged with what the project's about, and all of the posts about this project will be tagged with Seeing with Sound. So that's probably the best place to go to. Also, Site Advice South Lakes are closely involved with this project, and any significant updates they'll put out via their Twitter account as well. So I think those are the best places to look.
Well, Dr. Joseph Lindley from Lancaster University, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant. Thank you, David. It's been awesome chatting to you. And hopefully we'll get a release version out there soon so that some of your listeners can have a play with it.